You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Skin cancer is on the rise here in the United States. In fact, the American Cancer Society estimates there will be close to 74,000 new cases of malignant melanoma, which is the most serious form of skin cancer, just this year alone. And that number does not include the more than 2 million new cases of the less serious forms of the disease. So in order to get those numbers down, the National Council on Skin Cancer Prevention has declared today, the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, Don't Fry Day. Joining us live over the phone today is dermatologist Dr. Dustin Portella. Welcome to the program, Doctor.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
So first question for you, do we know why we're seeing higher rates of skin cancer?
Well, I think that we are hopefully getting better at this as we see the rates of usage of sunscreen and things go up. But we know that skin cancer takes a long time to develop after serious sun exposure. And, you know, just 20, 30 years ago, the rates of sunscreen use and outdoor activities without sun protection were much higher than they are now. And I think we're, you know, catching up to that.
So with that being said, when you say serious, you know, sun exposure, how do you define that? I mean, because I've heard different things in the years, like one sunburn and you should be concerned. Is that a thing?
That is, yeah. We know that one blistering sunburn, especially at a young age, can almost double your risk of getting melanoma later in life.
So then talk to me about the different types of skin cancers. So as I said, malignant melanoma, we're going to see across the United States around 74,000 new cases of that. There are lesser forms of skin cancer as well, correct?
That's right. Melanoma gets most of the attention, and rightly so, because it is the most serious. Over 7,000 people this year in the United States will lose their lives to melanoma. And if we can catch it early, we can cure it, and with the five-year survival being over 98%. But if it's caught late, melanoma can be incredibly lethal. But there are less common types of skin cancer, more common types, but less deadly, and that's going to be things like basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma. And these often appear in sun-exposed areas on the head and neck, on the backs of the arms, or on the back. And they're going to look like scaly spots. They're going to look like pimples that maybe don't heal, or spots that bleed easily. And between those more common types of cancer, we'll see well over 3 million of them in the United States this year.
So what do people need to be looking for then? As you said, I mean, as you kind of mentioned, you know, what maybe a certain skin cancer would look like, but are there other signs, other symptoms? I mean, one thing, you know, is do you go to a dermatologist once a year and kind of get that full body scan? What should people be doing?
So we recommend that everybody takes a look at their own skin about once a month, because you won't notice any change in your moles if you're looking every day. If you look once a month, then you're looking for any moles that follow what we call the ABCD rule. So A is your asymmetric moles, if one side looks different than the other. B is an irregular border that maybe has a notch in it or that is jagged. C stands for color, which is multiple colors inside a mole. D is diameter. Usually larger moles have a higher chance of being more concerning, but not in every case. And E is perhaps the most important, which means evolution or change. If you have a spot that's looked one way for a long time and now it looks different, you should have a dermatologist evaluate that. And those are, you know, speaking mostly of the moles, but if somebody has a spot on their nose that they think is just a pimple, but it's been there for 3 months, it certainly needs to be looked at. And that's going to be more commonly like a basal cell carcinoma that grows and grows, but almost never metastasizes.
So then we talk about sunscreen and sunscreen use. And you mentioned this about how, you know, 20, 30 years ago, we didn't use it that often. I mean, even in this day and age, you know, people might use a little bit in the summertime, but this is something that should be a part of your daily routine, yes, but also because we live in high desert. So we get a lot of those UV rays.
Right. We're less protected from the atmosphere because we're at a higher elevation. And even though the sun exposure may not feel as intense, it's really the ultraviolet light that you don't feel that does the damage. So if you're heading out hiking, you're going to be up in the mountains, you definitely have to cover up. And that's going to be with the good application of sunscreen at an appropriate thickness, because most of us don't put on enough. Or even better is to use sun protective clothing and wide brimmed hats that aren't going to wear off and that don't have to be reapplied.
Because you do need to also reapply the sunscreen.
That's right. The FDA allows sunscreens to advertise up to 80 minutes of water resistance. And most of us are not reapplying as frequently as we need to.
I'm speaking with dermatologist Dr. Dustin Portella. We're talking about the increase in skin cancer cases. So, Dr. Portella, let's go back to the idea of the cure rate for skin cancer, because as you said, these are incredibly high numbers or percentages of cure rates if it is caught early.
That's right. If you can catch a melanoma when it's at the in situ stage, or it's just growing in the epidermis, the very top layer of the skin, the five-year survival rate is 98% or better. But if that has already spread inside the body to a stage four, the five-year survival rate falls to under 20%. We're just not that good yet at treating melanoma that's metastasized. Mm-hmm. And our colleagues in medical oncology have made great strides, but we still have a long way to go.
So again, you need to be looking at your moles, checking out your skin, making sure that things, you know, that there's something not concerning.
Absolutely.
So what about kiddos? Because you can't really put skin, you're not supposed to put sunscreen on children until they're after 6 months of age. But then it's, you know, they're outside a lot in the summertime or even on the schoolyard playing, you know, during the school year. Should we be checking our kids' skin?
So most of the time, fortunately, melanoma is very rare in children. But what we're concerned about is the intensity of sun exposure and what that might do years down the road. And so kids, it is hard to get sunscreen on them. I still use spray sunscreens on my kids, mm-hmm. at least on their arms and their legs. That makes it a little easier to apply quickly. You can also try to help avoid sun exposure during the peak hours of the day. So if your kids are going to be out, you know, try to avoid being out right in the middle of the day between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. when it's going to be the hottest and the sun is going to be the most intense. But there's a lot of great, you know, hats that kids can wear, rash guard shirts that are UV protective, that are comfortable, that are fashionable, and that are, you know, much easier to get on kids and just let them go out and have fun.
And you know what's nice with that is I remember, you know, when I was growing up, you never saw kids with rash guards on. I mean, you know, boys in particular, right? They just wore swim trunks.
Right.
In this day and age, I mean, it's rare to see children not covered like that. So are you seeing at least a bit of a cultural shift in that with at least with how, you know, parents are dealing with their children and sun protection?
We are. Just over the last few years, just from personal experience, when you go, you know, to the pool, when you go to the beach or to mm-hmm. the lake, we're just seeing more and more people that are covering up with the rash guard. And it's incredibly important to do, especially as we're seeing more people be concerned about the, you know, risks of sunscreen itself, which personally, you know, the evidence I think shows is not really significant, but we still have more to learn about that. But covering up is still essential. We know that the sun causes skin cancer, and it's important to protect from that.
I want to thank you for your time today and talking to us about this, especially as we head into Memorial Day weekend, which is kind of like the official start of summer, especially with school ending for a lot of kids out there. So really appreciate the conversation.
And my pleasure. Thanks for your time, Gemma.
And my guest today, Dr. Dustin Portella, a local dermatologist. Up next, Earl's Place latest artist in residence. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.